Hey guys, welcome to the Farmers League podcast. This is a little bit of a warning, but there will be some strong language. And this talk will be very long because my voice is going.
Your voice is gone?
Mate, yeah, no, it's...
Welcome to the Farmers League podcast. With your host, the Big J-Dog. And today we have Samuel, the Lead Beret, the heaviest hat in the game. The Lead Beret. How's your weekend, mate? Tell us all about it.
It was good. I just went Prague with a couple of mates. A couple of mates.
You know how much a couple is, isn't it?
Well, it was two. But then you were there as well, so.
Right, okay. Nice little morning salvo. Lovely. From Perry over here.
Yes, I went. Do you know what? It was really fucking sunny. It was really nice. Mate, you're going to have to take over because I'm not sure I'll make it through the fucking rest of the scripture.
So, I think the hot topic at the minute, mate, is Cole Palmer's form. 7 goals in 2 games. He's absolutely ripping it. He's on fire. We've got a double game week coming up this weekend. But Cole Palmer only has 1 game of football this weekend. The big question is for the fantasy football managers out there, do you captain Cole Palmer in the current form he's in, or do you risk it and go for a double? Sam Lead Beret, what do you think?
Risk it, double it. Do you know what? I haven't even looked at fantasy football for about fucking 2 weeks.
Why is your voice so fucked?
Oh, I was fucking shouting bloody
just from the karaoke bar.
What was fucking shouting Chumba Wumba and fucking Will Griggs on fire with Isaac.
Yeah, Will Griggs, yeah. Yeah, but we all fucking screamed. None of us are dead.
Yeah, but I'm a bitch.
That's very fair. I forgot that contributing factor. I'm very sorry. Sorry, sir. Sorry.
You've got to remember that. I'm a little bitch.
Yeah, that's true. No, well.
I don't know why I'm coughing so much, though. That's the fucking weird thing.
Have you spoken much this morning, though?
Not loads.
Well, that'd be why, then, wouldn't it?
I was talking to Emma last night, and it started to go. She was like, just stop fucking talking.
Just shut the fuck. Do you want to have like a Lemsip or something? Or like.
I don't know. Is there any. I've got to have a look at it.
Does Lemsip do that? What does Lemsip do?
I don't think so.
I'm never ill, so I don't really know what Lemsip does.
I mean, I'm literally fine apart from...
Oh, yeah, you sound it. You sound great.
Apart from Lemsip.
Yeah, cold and flu. So what do you need for... What's good for a fucking... I think you're doomed regardless. Emma's probably fucking happy, to be fair. You're away for 4 days. Fucking come on to help out with like, the kitty and the doggy and that. And she gets the benefits of that, and she ain't got to listen to you. It's a fucking sound. What a life. You know what I mean, hey?
For fuck's sake.
It's not good, is it? So after us going, oh, yeah, we've got a heavy weekend away. We'll watch loads of football, and we'll come back and do a pod Tuesday because we're both off. We watched fuck all football, and we come back and we're not doing a pod. Great.
I watched 20 minutes of Bournemouth Man U whilst waiting for you guys to get ready.
Yeah, and then we watched. Oh, do you remember that fucking pub we went to? And like, of all the games of the weekend, the replay they decided to put on Brentford and friggin' and Sheffield. And I was like, what?
There was another pub that was showing.
Calm down.
There was another pub showing the Fulham game.
West Ham.
Do you know what we were doing?
Give me West Ham. Who were Fulham playing?
West Ham.
Who were Fulham playing?
West Ham.
You are a pathetic worm. Oh, what a joke.
We went out and had like a really nice fucking steak, didn't we, on Sunday.
I don't think your audio is going to be usable.
Well, it's good, but regardless, I don't even edit. Mate, I'm literally just publishing this shit straight off, boosh.
Did you listen to the one from last week?
I listened to a bit of it.
Yeah, it was good. It was the audio was good. It was fine.
Yeah. I didn't even watch the Villa match. I was like, oh, Villa are losing this. We fucking won 2-0. I had a lovely steak. I tell you what. It was expensive, but fuck me, that was nice.
It was banging. Yeah, really nice. Let's have a look at soccer games that are on then. So
soccer ball.
What game? We're on the 16th. There's soccer. There's football tonight, isn't there? There we go. Right there.
It's Champions League in Europe next this weekend.
Yeah, we've got nothing until the weekend then. So we got next game week's off the air. Saturday, Sunday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Jesus Christ. Are they spread them all out? Are they just people fitting in double fucking game weeks, aren't they?
So if we're to do a pod Sunday, hopefully your voice is back by then.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is I don't think there'll be many games like to cover.
No.
You've got Everton Forest.
Oh,
which is obviously a crunch.
You know what? That's
point.
A classic 6-pointer, that one.
Oh, shut up, you're a fucking 6-pointer. I'm absolutely tired of it. Yeah. I'll come up with a few things. We'll sort something out. Be sound, mate.
Yeah, what's fine.
But yeah. Cheers for the input, bro. That's like just absolutely blown everybody away. Amazing. So. What a joke. What's happening with this little fucking.
Anyway.
I need to get my haircut, man. Yeah, I know. I need to get my fucking haircut. There's so much to do around the house, though. Oh, but yeah, anyway. Cheers for listening, guys. Filling your ear holes with pure sexual audio chocolate.
Oh, you dirty bastard, you. Oh.
Yeah. And
they might get off to this, you know, they might like a bit of croakiness.
Yeah, it's it doesn't even sound anything like you.
Weird, isn't it? I look fucking rough as well, man. You look exactly the same
as you look every fucking day. I look rough as shit. I'm gonna do a face fucking mask today. Fucking try to sort my fucking skin out as fuck.
Fucking I got back and Indy woke up fucking 5 times last night. She said herself
fuck
every
off,
time.
Fuck off. Fucking we went to sleep at about midnight, right? And fucking Ivy was screaming the fucking house down at 3:30. And I said to Charlotte, I said, what's the story? And then she was like, she's just been a cunt. She don't want to sleep. And I was like, well, what are we doing about it then? Do you know what I mean? Because I'm fucked. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I would like to sleep at some point. And she goes, just ride it out. It's fine. She goes, I'm not fucking dealing with her. And I was like, all right, son. She's basically just throwing a strop. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she does it every fucking night. So
Indy wakes up, cry, like, so.
Yeah. That's what she's doing at the
Kitty
moment.
Probably like wakes up, goes back to sleep. Wakes up crying and then goes, sells herself and goes back to
sleep. Right, It's a pain in the ass. So then Kitty came running into our bedroom at fucking 7:15 and I was like, oh, great. So yeah, I got loads of shit to do around the house and then I'd like to have a nap, but realistically, I could probably deal with cooking. Because I'm at home, innit?
You're a changed man. You are a changed man.
Well, family now, innit? Do you know what I mean? That's what's different. So, can't just slap fucking shit in the microwave and think that's acceptable. Yeah. So,
well, I'm definitely having a fucking kip today. Sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to need to have one. Absolutely. Yeah, guys, next time we'll be back. Sam Lebrey's voice will be back. We'll be back to fucking to normal. And, see you in a bit. Adios.